On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. You know what that means. Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, joins us. Mike has got some great insight, great analysis on issues impacting Central Virginia. I don't know that there's anybody who really gets as deep down and as hyper-local in the city and the suburban counties as Mike does. And so it seems perfectly appropriate to bring Mike in, talk a little bit about some of these results yesterday. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime for you.
I do appreciate it. We've got a lot that we need to talk about. Now, there's been a lot of talk about some of the bigger names, obviously, but I would be remiss if I didn't give you an opportunity to talk about just what a terrible job LeVar Stoney did. And, just have at it, discuss it a little bit, and then we'll move on to some of the other stuff, all right?
Well, anything LeVar Stoney has touched fails. We know that.
Yep.
LeVar Stoney totally failed in the Metro Richmond area. Democrats rejected him. Hanover, Henrica, Richmond City, Chesterfield, he couldn't carry any of those yesterday. Hashmi carried all of them. Yep. And what is more surprising is that Stoney lost the nomination by about 3,500 votes. But he lost the city of Richmond, where he was mayor, mind you, for 8 years. LeVar Stoney was mayor of Richmond.
Yep.
He lost the city of Richmond by 10,000 votes. 10,000 votes.
Wow.
So the people of Richmond just totally rejected him. And you can see that, I mean, I think it was, I don't know if it's a referendum on him or his style of leadership or his do-nothingness or whatever, but you could kind of see that coming because in the last few weeks he had kind of pivoted to making a desperation play in Northern Virginia where he ended up winning Loudoun. He won Loudoun County.
Wow.
But besides that, all LeVar could manage to win was a lot of these rural, old-school Democrat areas around Central Virginia, but he couldn't get much more than that.
It's interesting, Mike. Now, he loses the city of Richmond by 10,000 votes. Out of the 72 precincts in the city, he only won 17 of them. You note that he carries Loudoun. I chalk that up to the Terry McAuliffe machine.
Right.
If he had even been able to get, in cards, like a push. You know, if he would have gone 50-50, didn't win, didn't lose in the city, he'd be the nominee today.
Exactly, and I was about to say that point. Oh. If he had gone 50-50 in the city, he would have won, but he has just done such a terrible job, and I think that a lot of people are looking at it in hindsight. We've both been talking about how bad LeVar is for the last 8 years, really,
right.
Me and you.
That's right.
Here, we've been critical of everything he's done, and it seems like the last few months, everybody else has woken up, especially with this ongoing water crisis, about just how bad of a job LeVar Stoney did. So now, hopefully, LeVar will move on to a job that he's not qualified for, like asking, do you want fries with that? Because, sadly, that's all. I mean, he's famous for being Terry McAuliffe's flunky,
right,
with his green energy cars, and he couldn't even run that business right. So, good job, LeVar. I hope you have a good vacation. Don't come back. Go do something you're good at, like playing with Play-Doh.
There you go. I will not miss him. I just want to be sure he leaves. But you know what? If it says he leaves faster than I promise, I will miss him. But he's just got to go. Let's go to Henrico County, somebody else that you have had some interactions with over the years, Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth's attorney. Look, she has been running for attorney general for years, right? This was just the open campaign. She's been doing that for years, and she too comes up short.
Yes, she ended up losing her race by about 10,000 votes.
Wow. 48%.
She got a lot of the mountainous western part of Virginia and some of the central Virginia locations, but not a whole lot.
Right.
Jay Jones pretty much got all of Tidewater, all of the southern North Carolina border counties.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day, Shannon Taylor just, I don't know if her message wasn't good or what it was, but even in Henrico County, she didn't do that well. She only won Henrico by 6,000 votes. She only won Hanover by about 500 votes. She didn't run up really the good margins that she needed in those other counties.
It's interesting. I wonder what she does. Does she stay as Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico? Does she pitch for something else? Any thoughts on that?
I don't know where she goes from here. Maybe she tries again. Maybe for the sake of Henrico County, she'll leave and finally let somebody come into Henrico County that would do a good job and support the police and get law and order back going on.
Yeah.
But you know, she was kind of a victim of. I mean, she was somebody that talked a lot about DEI and BLM, and at the end of the day, it seems like, you know, a good portion of the BLM voters or support voters voted for Jay Jones, even though they didn't know him, they voted for him. And it's, I mean, she was a victim of her own philosophy.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Mike Dickinson joining us. Mike joins us once a week, every Wednesday at 5:35. We let him analyze the things that are going on. A great citizen journalist doing work that, quite frankly.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think anybody else does. Let's talk about some of these other things. You mentioned law and order. And in the city of Richmond, I thought this was fascinating. Colette McEachin just blew Tom Barber out of the water. I mean, it wasn't even close at all, not even close. I don't think he won a single solitary precinct. And is that because she has been so friendly to the criminal element, or is it something else? Was he just not a very good candidate?
I think that it's a combination of both. She has not done anything to really irritate many people. I mean, except for the people who want law and order, she hasn't gone after it. Her tagline is she always talks about restorative justice and all of this other stuff.
Yeah.
And we've seen her track record of letting criminals off. I mean, you can see how it is. I mean, we've talked about on this show many times, 95% of the big crimes that happen in Richmond, we can go back and pull the court records, and it's been somebody who's had an interaction, and they've been arrested before, and they've been in the city of Richmond before, and the criminal justice system, and they've been let off with probation, no prosk. That's kind of an ongoing cycle in the Richmond City courts with Colette McEachin.
Right,
but
right.
I mean, I also think Tom Barber is also, I mean, you talk about Colette McEachin being bad. Tom Barber is Mr. Portland. He wanted to turn Richmond into Portland, Oregon, as far as with his, you know, attack on the police and not letting them do anything, and really, really, I mean, dangerous. So with the battle between Colette McEachin and Tom Barber is really, do you want to deal with a rattlesnake or do you want to deal with a scorpion?
Wow. All right. Let's talk about the sheriff's race, because this was interesting. You know, Bill Burnett, of course, was the lieutenant colonel for Sheriff Woody, and Antoinette Irving has been the sheriff for 8 years. She just got reelected, clearly, to be the sheriff for 4 years more. I had both of them on this program. I thought they had very, very different points of view. But I would have thought, Mike, that in a city that has become as, quote, progressive, as left-wing as Richmond has, that there would have been more concern for the inmates at the Richmond City Jail, and just what a terrible situation has existed now for the last couple of years under Sheriff Irving, but apparently not the case.
No, she won by about 2,500 votes, 54% to 45%. And looking at the breakdown of the city, she really, I mean, Irving, as terrible as she is, she got most of the high-density areas. She got most of the Fan, Church Hill, Ginner Park, a lot of the big areas on Southside. Burnett did well. He got a bunch of precincts. He just didn't get some of those Southside precincts that he got a couple years, 4 years ago. But, I mean, she ran up the big margins over in Church Hill, the Fan, those areas. She did well. And it's surprising because that's where a lot of these, you know, anti-police, treat the criminals as kid gloves people live at, but, you know, and they're dying from overdoses in her jail, but they don't really seem to want to do anything about it.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Also, I had a number of people, some of whom were relatively new to the area, but they said, well, where are the Republicans? And I thought... you should have warned me because I was drinking coffee. You know, I got to do a spit take. But, okay, where were the Republicans? Not a single Republican running for Commonwealth's attorney or for sheriff. What about in November? Can anybody run as an independent, or is that it? It's done.
It's done now. It's done now. There'll be no other. I mean, Irving is one. I mean, this was the election for sheriff. Yep. There'll be no Republican person, a nominee running against her. And same thing with Commonwealth attorney. Mm. And it's sad because, you know, we talk good. We're very good at talking. But the people responsible for finding local candidates, at the end of the day, everything is local. You've got to have local candidates. You've got to have an army behind you. And you've got to find people willing to put their name on the line and go out there and fight. And if you're not able to do that, then you're going to be stuck in this bad situation like the city of Richmond is.
Yep. It is. Well, it is what it is. Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I'm not sure where you are, social media presence. I know you were building something, getting something together. It's coming. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes,
all right.
Coming.
Now, the other part of this conversation that we have to address, when exactly does John Cena drop that title?
I don't know. It's very interesting so far to see what's going on and when they're going to take it off of him and who they're going to put it back on and how they're playing out the storyline. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Because he's got what? Just a couple of months left with the company, and then he moves to Hollywood and gets another hair transplant or whatever his deal is. But, he's done.
Supposedly by the end of the year, supposedly everything is his last. It's his last SummerSlam, his last WrestleMania, everything is his last. So I don't know when they're going to, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's got to happen soon. All right. Well, listen, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You're a good part of this program. We always get such great feedback. I'm looking forward to you getting some of your social media back up and running ASAP because there's a lot of people that want to follow you. Thank you, sir. We will talk next week.
Thanks.
Thank you. That is Mike Dickinson. He is our citizen journalist. I know there are a lot of people know about Andy Ngo. I'm telling you, that guy right there, he is our local Andy Ngo. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.